And we're joined by Flint Flon Bomber goaltender Cal Schell here today. Cal, off obviously a very big win in his career, picking up a shutout victory last night, 29 saves, his seventh career shutout in a Flint Flon Bomber uniform, which is a new all-time Bomber record. And I got to ask you, Cal, what's going through your head is it seemed like to me up in the broadcast booth the last 3 or 4 minutes really dragged out in last night's game. What are you thinking at that point, and in particular, well, we'll start with that. What do you think of the last 3 or 4 minutes as the game's dragging on, and then as the last few seconds count down? What's going through your head?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely wasn't an easy last couple minutes. You know, we were heading our zone there for a bit, but yeah, I mean, you know, it's going to be in the back of my mind, especially winding down, but, you know, I think just kind of focus at the task at hand, just finish out those last couple minutes hard, and then, yeah, no, it was great.
Great to see your teammates come out and celebrate. I mean, I think they were just as excited as you were. That was a special moment, I think, not just individually for you, but this is a team sport. I know it's a very tight team, and I thought we really got a good glimpse of that last night as they really came out, and it was a really nice celebration, I thought, on the ice with your teammates.
Yeah, I mean, you know, those guys are great. You know, they really support me, and, you know, they give them the shirt off my back and they'd do the same. So, I mean, it was awesome to be able to celebrate with them and, you know, just be a part of that. It was amazing.
Heading into the season, I mean, I think everybody was just happy to be back playing hockey. I mean, you missed pretty much the entire year of last year. Big year for your 20-year-old goaltender. Starting job, I know that you've kind of bounced around a little bit before you came to Flint Flon. You finally got a chance to solidify yourself as a starter. Your thoughts on the season, how it's gone for you? I mean, I know you came in and you felt you had something to prove. You're obviously in great shape and did a lot of things to mentally get ready, but put it in perspective for you what this season means.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this was it was going to be a big tester for me. And I think just, you know, with all the tools I've been given, just kind of finally put something together, something consistent. And, yeah, I mean, it's worked great. And, I mean, this has been the best year of hockey I've ever had. And, you know, I'm very grateful to be a part of a club like this, to have it happen.
Well, you brought up a good point, consistent. And I think that's what's impressed me most about your play. I mean, this just isn't a flash in the pan. I mean, you've been good since training camp and have been consistently good throughout the whole year, and that's an important thing as we approach playoffs. I mean, this has been a really good year for you to really enjoy the way you've played because you've been so consistent since basically training camp and on.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, that's kind of one thing that a starting goalie needs to have is consistency, and I think being able to dial that in this year has helped a lot. And, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the biggest thing that I've been focusing on. So,
I was thinking about this today, and I go back to when you guys clinched against Humboldt a couple of years back, right before this whole COVID thing began. You know, you were the backup goalie. They gave you the game 4 start. You were incredible. One of the best performances I've ever seen in a Bomber uniform. Was that kind of the coming out for you that you realized, you know what, not only can I play in this league, but I could play at a pretty high level? How important was that clinching victory at Humboldt a couple seasons back? I know you didn't get a chance to kind of work off that season, but that was an impressive game. Was that how big was that for you in your career?
Yeah, I mean, that's probably, you know, maybe next to this past one of the biggest games that I've ever played. You know, it's just one of those games I'd never forget. You know, I could recall almost every shot from that game. And I think, yeah, it definitely gave me a lot of confidence moving forward. You know, coming into the next year, I knew that I could definitely compete and be a top guy in the league. Fortunately, I didn't get to showcase it too much. But, no, it even carried on to this year. Like, always have that in the back of my mind. So, yeah, no, that was definitely a detrimental game in my career.
Playoffs just around the corner, and obviously that's the big time that you really want to shine the rest of the team. An important win last night for lots of different reasons. Playoffs are coming up, and I know this group really believes that they could do something special.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a group to do it, it's this one. You know, 2 years ago we were good, and we were definitely confident going into the playoffs. But, I mean, this year it's the same thing. Like, we know that we can make a deep run, and yeah, I mean, our goal is to get to the finals, win the finals, and we think it's a national championship team. in this room. So,
congratulations, Cal. 7 shutouts. I mean, it's one thing to have the record tie, but to actually break it. And a lot of great players, as I'm sure you know, throughout the years have worn that Bomber uniform. So I know it means a lot. It means a lot to have a franchise record, I think. But in particular, it's the Flint Flon Bombers. It's a little extra special, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, such a historic organization to have your name up there is definitely very special. Yeah, you know, I wouldn't want to break a record like this on any other team. So.